It's Monday of another beautiful week given to us by God. Thank you, Lord, and thanks to you for being with us in prayer. I'm Father Ron Hoy. This is the God Minute. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth shall declare your praise.
Psalm 95. It's time to sing. Come on, everyone. Let's sing for joy to the Lord. Let's shout our loudest praises to our God who saved us. Everyone, come meet his face with a thankful heart.
Don't hold back your praises. Make him great by your shouts of joy. In one hand he holds the mysteries of the earth, and in the other he holds the highest mountain peaks.
He's the owner of every ocean, the engineer and sculptor of earth itself. Come and kneel before this Creator God. Come and bow before the mighty God, our majestic Maker.
For we are the lovers he cares for, and he is the God we worship. So drop everything else and listen to his voice. For this is what he is saying. I made you, I love you, and I will never let you go.
Glory be to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 5, verse 42. Jesus said to his disciples, "Give to the one who asks of you, and do not turn your back on one who wants to borrow." The Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Today we celebrate the memorial of St. Anthony of Padua. And our Lord in this passage reminds us of the necessity of giving generously to those in need, or what is known as almsgiving. Now, only God can give us perfect and lasting satisfaction. This is because we were created for union with him, and he alone can give us true and perfect happiness. St. Anthony of Padua lived this way, and his teachings remind us of this reality. He notes that satisfaction consists of three actions: prayer to God, almsgiving to one's neighbor, and fasting to one's own desires. Here we see the threefold penances of the Christian life: prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. St. Anthony teaches that these three acts direct us to perfect and lasting satisfaction in God. In one of his sermons, St. Anthony outlines these three penances. He says, "By prayer, we cleanse the heart from impure thoughts. If we generously give God our whole selves in prayer, he will, by his grace, cleanse our thoughts, memories, and imaginations. With these powers of our minds purified, we are directed to him and are more readily able to follow his will." On fasting, St. Anthony teaches, "By fasting we restrain the wantonness of the flesh." Elsewhere he says, "The just man must be a sojourner in this land, tilling it with vigils and fastings, so that it produces fruit." In other words, he reminds us that we are all pilgrims in this life. Nothing is lasting, and fasting trains us to store our treasures in heaven, not on earth. Lastly, St. Anthony says that almsgiving refreshes the soul. As Jesus commanded us in the reading, "Give to the one who asks of you, and do not turn your back on the one who wants to borrow." Generously giving to those in need refreshes our souls. And I can attest to this being true. I, like all of you, I am sure, have points where I feel completely drained, tired, and like I just can't give anymore. However, I have seen that when I feel like I have nothing left to give, God calls me to go a step further. He adds another obligation on my plate that I feel like I can't handle. But when I give myself to Him in obedience, He refreshes my soul. I feel like I have come back to life when I give myself completely to Him, whether it be of my time, my talent, or my treasure. Jesus' command to live with this sort of generosity involves our prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. Through these actions, as St. Anthony wisely teaches us, we are directed to perfect and lasting satisfaction in God. Let the name of Jesus be praised, both now and forever. Amen.
What is the prayer that is in your heart today that you'd like to place at the feet of Jesus? Let's do that now, as with faith and trust, we pray His prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for the resurrection of your Son, Jesus. We want to celebrate Him every day of our lives. And in a world that grows increasingly dark, help us hold up His light. Give us the courage to speak as boldly as Mary Magdalene did, and never be ashamed of proclaiming your good news. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you in His kindness, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us in prayer today. Go forth in the peace of God, and we'll see you tomorrow.